102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 651. This is sunny and 51 today.
This is the same thing again? Or this is the same, the Emory thing again? Or it's something else?
No, it's not at Emory University. This is a similar story at another college now. If you guys don't know the story, at Emory University in Georgia, I think it was last week, students protested to the administration saying they felt scared at school and they deserved to feel safe at their own school. And the reason they felt scared was someone had, with a piece of chalk, written on their sidewalks, Trump 2016. The first one kind of disturbed one of the students, he said. And then the second, at Emory, he walked around the corner and there was another one that said, it's inevitable, Trump 2016. And that's when he really felt the hate.
Okay. And that was with chalk. And here's what happened. Just to recap the story. So then one student turned into a group of students who then protested and wrote letters to the president of the university, right, who then, like a bitch, crumbled,
yep,
and gave in to them and went into a full investigation of who put the chalk, the words in the chalk.
Because it might be against the values of the school, right, some, you know, generic type sounding reason.
Instead of telling these kids, well, if that's what's scaring you, you need to get your act together, right, and just closing the door on them. No. Crumbled like a bitch and then went into a full investigation. So now what happened now?
Well, since then, the Emory students have been like, even Bill Maher on, right, HBO, who I can't stand, even laced into them like, good, these kids are out of their minds.
Pussies.
How stupid are they? Exactly.
Total pussies.
Now there's a California college student. This girl claims pro-Trump message and act of violence. She, on her, do you know on dorm room, on the doors to your dorm room, there's usually a whiteboard and you leave messages or you say be back at 4:30 or whatever.
Stop by, whatever. Okay. Yeah.
She found a pro Donald Trump message scrawled on the whiteboard outside her dorm room last week. She was so shaken.
What did it say?
It said hashtag Trump 2016. That's all it said. That's all it said. Hashtag TRUMP 2016. I saw it. There's a picture of it. She posted the picture of it. She was so shaken that someone nearby might be supporting the GOP frontrunner that she alerted campus police.
What the hell is going on?
She goes to Scripps College, which is part of a huge group of colleges in California. And let's see. She said the Minju Kim, the student body president at Scripps, sent out an email blast and wrote this. This morning, a Mexican-American Scripps student woke up to find her whiteboard vandalized with the phrase hashtag Trump 2016.
Vandalized. Could you imagine? Can you imagine vandalized?
Vandalized.
We're talking about erasable magic marker.
Right.
We're not talking about spray paint and a swastika. We're talking about erasable magic marker that you can go like this and just rub it right off with your fingertip.
So
vandalized.
Although the message was not derogatory, Kim, the student president, claimed the unidentified student perceived it as derogatory because of her ethnicity, because she's Mexican-American. Trump has vowed to crack down on illegal immigration if elected president. The girl wrote on a little like sticky note next to the whiteboard, she wrote, it's hard to see because it's so small in this picture.
Okay, by the way,
but she said racism is still a problem on this campus with arrows toward Trump 2016. I'm looking at it. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
That's not a... What if someone wrote FU on the board? She would not have called campus police.
She wouldn't have flinched.
Right.
She wouldn't have flinched.
But Trump 2016 is the problem. Clearly, racism is alive and well.
Isn't that great racism? And what happens is... forget it. I give. Oh my God.
And so then the president of the student body alerts campus police to the racist violence of the message, which read simply, Trump 2016.
But did the police...
The racist act is completely unacceptable, she wrote.
Did the police turn away and walk away from this girl, or did they give her attention? Because the police should have been like, bitch, you got problems, and got back in the cars and left. They should stop investigating it.
No,
stop it.
They investigate because they don't want to be sued or have a problem because they didn't care. Like happened at Emory last week. Campus safety has been notified, and we hope to find the person responsible so they can be held accountable for their actions. Mental and emotional health of our students is our top concern.
Side note to this whole story is how funny it is watching Roger read a story on his phone. He's got to hold it a foot and a half, like 3 feet away. He keeps having to move it further and further away so he can read it.
That's the picture I couldn't get clear. That's what I'm saying. And it really wasn't clear because it's so small. Anyway, that's the story. At Scripps in California. It's 6:56. It's clearer from afar.
Yeah.
It's dead.
Into the Hamptons, Sunrise Highway, eastbound.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 7 o'clock. We're talking about the main story of this girl who found Trump 2016 written on a little whiteboard outside her door. Well, what's a whiteboard?
Daddy, you're not going to believe what happened at school today. What happened, baby? I was a victim of vandalism. Vandal, what happened? Well, somebody wrote Trump 2016 on my whiteboard. What's a whiteboard? Why has it got to be a whiteboard? Why ain't a blackboard anymore?
So she felt threatened. Mexican-American student felt threatened by this violent and racist statement. The words Trump 2016 on her whiteboard. This is a California college, not the same story as last week at Emory in Atlanta, where the kids felt pain and fear for their lives on the campus because of chalkings.
Oh, God. Chalkings. That was great. Yeah, that's right. They called it chalkings.
Chalkings. Things that get washed out in the rain.
Yeah.
Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
How you doing? If you read more into that story, they said some of the letters that were on the board looked like she wrote it.
Yeah, if you look at her little note, which is the part I was trying to enlarge that wouldn't enlarge, she talks about, you know, the message that says Trump 2016. And if you look at the word Trump, the way she wrote it in all small letters is very similar to the all small letters Trump on the whiteboard.
Right.
So it is possible.
Gotta love it.
She might be scamming.
What would these kids do if they ever actually faced a real bully?
Forget about it.
I think they crumble into a bowl and kill themselves.
I know.
Yeah, wait till they hit the real world.
HR departments are going to change the way they handle these kids. Mark my words. They're going to coddle these kids. They're not going to have their worlds rocked when they get into the real world. The real world is going to coddle them. These big corporations are going to realize that they have to treat these kids differently than they ever had another generation, and they're going to coddle them. Watch.
Yep.
Watch.
It's insane.
Yep, you're right.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
And the reason they're going to coddle them is because they're cheaper labor. You got to they're going to replace people who have been in those companies forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot less money. You know, kid comes in, your starting salary of $35,000-$40,000, then pay the guy that's been there for 20 years $200,000.
I would hope they don't coddle them. Although you see it already with, like, even when it snows, they're like, listen, if you can't drive into work, don't come in. And they used to say, get into work.
Right.
Things have changed. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
Where's General MacArthur?
WBAB, Roger and JP, 706. We're just talking about now the second college story of a student, this one in California. She was offended for this racist and violent phrase that was written on the erasable magic marker board on her dorm room door. The racist and violent phrase was, can I say this on the air? Trump 2016.
I don't know.
She was floored by that. It called Brett a racist, and they are investigating.
Brett, call the attorneys. Make sure he's allowed to say Trump.
They're on the phone right now.
Okay. Joe's on the line. As a son in college, actually, both of them went to Vegas with us. So what's up, Joe?
I hate to say it, but I really wish Trump wins and straightens these people out. This country's falling apart, bro.
Dude, the more and more I think about if Trump wins, the more I think these kids, I don't know what's going to happen. They might actually
physically cry.
They might actually spontaneously combust.
But you know, the problem is, they're going to protest. He's going to annihilate them with water cannons the first time, arrest them all, and they're not going to know what to do with it. Mommy and daddy's going to say, oh, you shouldn't do this anymore.
They're going to have a protest. Water cannons are racist.
Trump is going to come out. He's going to do a speech and say, you guys really need to concentrate on what's important. He said concentration camps. We're all going to die. You know? He's a Nazi. We knew he was a Nazi.
Oh, my God. What are we getting involved
in? Dude, I don't know, man. All I know is
we're going to find out soon enough.
I feel like I need to go home and smack my kids around just to start it.
Don't be like them.
I wish I wasn't at work. I'd like to smack them right now and tell them you better never get like this.
No
never.
Kidding.
Take care.
Thanks, Joe.
This just in breaking news. Mm. Whiteboards have been banned on college campuses around the country.
Because they're white.
No, we need to protect the kids from, you
from
know,
whiteboard
from whiteboard racism.
Violent messages?
Yeah.
No, you can't have that.
Yeah.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
Oh, I love
this
kids.
This is the real world.
Love it.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 710, sunny and 51 degrees today. Well, the latest story to make us shake our heads is the California student, this girl who found on her whiteboard on her dorm room door the words Trump 2016 and felt felt a very aggressive feeling, racist, violent. Those types of things were written in there, just like last week with Emory University. And what maybe she's setting it up because her handwriting looks somewhat similar to the handwriting on the board.
Let me ask you a question, because you have one daughter still in college and one works on a college campus.
Right.
What do they say about all this nonsense?
They think Trump is horrible. They think he, because of, mostly because of what he said about women and what he said about Muslims and what he said about illegal immigrants. Those three things are sticking.
Other than those three things,
he's totally fine. Those three things have stuck with them completely. And they think he's a divider and he's not the guy for this country. I think Kelly.
Who's the uniter?
I think they both like Hillary.
Who's the uniter?
Hillary, strong woman, experience. In politics, Secretary of State, that kind of stuff.
I blame you for that.
They love Bernie, but they don't think Bernie should be the president because they even get that everybody's not getting free college. Like this, 10% of them still exist that I know.
If they didn't have the student loans that they have, maybe all of a sudden Bernie would be the choice. Bernie would be the guy.
I'm not paying back
$200,000 student loans, and these kids are going to get college nothing.
No, you'd think they would like Bernie because of the experience of having to pay so much for college. But no, he's a nice old man. He has some ideas that they like, but Hillary's the solid, experienced candidate in their minds. Women's rights,
remember all those things,
female power, all this stuff.
You remember all those things I've said to you over the years about how I admire you as a parent, and I think you did a great job with your kids.
Yeah, not anymore, huh?
Nope. All gone.
Yeah, they
you kind of suck at it.
They understand all the stuff we're talking about. They understand the politically correct situation and why people feel that a Trump 2016 thing is aggressive. They think it's too much to be calling it racist and violent.
Okay.
But they say you got to put yourself in a minority student's situation who thinks he's going to, for example, send all illegals back. That's why they feel Trump 2016 is aggressive or whatever. I'm like, but Kel, it doesn't make sense that a message like that you think is aggressive and should scare you. I said, what if they wrote KKK or the N-word or FU or whatever? I said, isn't that way more aggressive than Trump 2016? And she says, to them, it's close. Really?
Oh, God.
And there's a big lie also. There are a lot of minorities that are supporting Trump also. That's a big lie, because if you're a legal citizen here, if you're a legal Hispanic or if you're an African-American, the illegals have been taking your jobs. Mm. The economy has hurt the African-American community more than any other community in America.
I always wondered how legal immigrants felt about illegal immigrants. I always wonder that. You don't hear it too much. If they feel that those people should be allowed to stay or if they feel they should be sent back out because they did it the right way.
Listen, nobody's sending anybody anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
I think we all know that. That's not happening.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Trump, there's not a big catapult with Trump 2016 spray painted on the side. getting ready to fire these people over the mythical wall that's never going to get built either, but, you know.
Well, 7:13. We'll see how it all goes, and we'll see over the years how these kids are treated in companies as the future goes. And
what would happen if you wheeled a catapult with 2016, with Trump 2016 onto a college campus? You want to get scared? Now you get scared.
A little model wall in front of it. You shoot fake dummies over the wall.
Now you get nervous. Now you go to the school president and be like, "Oh, what is going on now?"
Yeah, now you got something.
Right.
All right, 7:13, here's Ted with the Rose.
Southern State, eastbound.